The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
After several months of, well, absolutely nothing happening because of speaking rights rows and what have you, Oireachtas Committee is finally up and running. The Housing Committee today heard from, amongst others, the ESRI. So here's a little flavour of proceedings. This is Dr. Conor O'Toole of the ESRI talking to the committee about the ESRI's projections for the rest of this year.
We do not foresee any major uptick in 25 or 26 in housing supply. We're currently forecasting just over 34,000 units in 25 and 37,000 units in 26. However, most of the risks weigh on the downside. Research which has included measures of pent-up demand, such as that by the central bank, points towards an annual housing need in excess of 50,000 units when both elements are included. Combining these estimates of housing need with the existing supply levels, there's a clear undersupply of housing in the Irish economy relative to the 2024 outturn.
All right, that was Dr. Conor O'Toole of the ESRI. Sobering stuff. Jessica Woodlock, our own reporter, was monitoring proceedings for us. So what more can you tell us about those projections, Jessica?
So, Kieran, this meeting lasted around 3 hours. And as we heard there, the biggest thing to come from it is that government are not going to meet their housing targets yet again. So we all know government has said it wants to be building around 50,000 homes a year. For 2025, they even went and revised their targets to 41,000. And now these new projections this evening say otherwise. So there's a forecast of just over 34,000 homes for 2025. And that goes up slightly to 37,000 next year. So that wasn't just from the ESRI. The central bank also echoed these figures during that meeting. And spokesperson Robert Kelly said, really, the government needs to be building around 54,000 homes a year to address the current shortfall. And importantly, Kieran, during that meeting, both the ESRI and the central bank, when addressing the committee, said the risks around these figures weigh on the downside. So, i.e. these figures are best case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, when you just do the maths, I mean, 34 and 37 over the next 2 years, when you forget housing for all targets, everybody accepts, even the government will accept that they're too low and over 50,000 needed. Like we're starting behind, as it were, in this race. And over the next 2 years, we fall further behind by 30,000 units. So it's really grim stuff. What else was discussed?
So that was obviously the key warning, you could say, from the committee meeting. But a number of other issues were raised over the, as I said, 3 hour meeting. So a big one was rent pressure zones. It's been in the media a lot. But for anyone who's not aware, we know government are currently reviewing rent pressure zones, which essentially cap rents at 2%. So Sinn Féin TD Thomas Gould was very strong on this during the meeting. He described any potential changes as really a savage attack on renters. And likewise, Social Democrats TD Rory Hearn was very, very critical. So the question of changing these rent pressure zones was put to the committee guests. And Kieran, both Robert Kelly from the Central Bank and Dr. Conor O'Toole, who we've heard from earlier, said there was a clear trade-off with this policy. So on one hand, they both said that rent pressure zones are broadly effective in limiting increases for rents. And on the other hand, they did say they are a contributing factor in supply constraints. However, the ESRI, importantly, and something I think that we'll see being brought up again, is that they made it clear that any changes to rent pressure zones are unlikely to actually lead to a significant increase in the rental supply market. Also up for discussion then was this idea of 100% mortgages. So obviously we would have heard this was an idea that was raised by Independent Ireland, and really they were calling for it to be reintroduced to help renters and first-time buyers. Now, during this committee meeting, Brian Stanley described this idea as daft. And the central bank pretty much agreed with that, Kieran. So they were very, very quick to put it down. A few other policy areas were thrown around. So short-term lets, which we've heard a lot about, and the expansion of the first home scheme. So on that, the central bank also put that down. They were critical of it, saying any expansion of this scheme into the second-hand market, rather, would only drive up demand.
Jessica Woodlock, our own reporter. Thank you, Jessica, for monitoring that committee, a sobering committee from a government point of view. And Oireachtas Housing Committee finally up and running, the ESRI, the Central Bank and others before it. Much more on this front as normal service resumes in Dáil Éireann.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.